During the first weekend of the Niagara on the Lake Ice Wine Festival, I made it my mission to try as many of the food offerings as possible. Tough assignment, I know, but somebody has to do it. My advice as the festival reopens this weekend, try at least one offering from every vendor. They have each crafted a special food item that all pair quite nicely with the ice wine you'll be balancing in your other hand. Some will warm you up, some will sweeten the already sweet taste in your mouth, and some will spice things up and keep you going for more. I started my food adventure with Katie McCabe, the marketing manager behind the event, who agrees to split dessert with me. She introduces me to Nisa Fernandez, co-owner of Avo and Company, where we indulge in something new and delectable, a hot apple croffle. She explains that a croffle is a croissant pastry formed in a waffle iron. So imagine layers of flaky, buttery croissant but in a hot waffle format topped with warm apple compote, chantilly cream and a caramel drizzle. Run, don't walk to get one. You will not be disappointed. Next stop was Aiden from Queenston Mile Vineyard, who was serving up Yorkshire pudding with braised beef and a Cabernet au jus. On a frigid afternoon, this gourmet treat will warm your heart and soul. I stopped to talk and taste with Dimitri, a 2020 Niagara College grad who is now a chef with Pig Out. The local favorite was serving up pulled pork parfait and Italian sausage. I asked Dimitri why it's important to have food at a festival like this. You want to pair ice wine with something, some savory or some sweet things. You don't want to overpower your palate with a lot of sugar. So you need to counterbalance it and find that perfect tasting journey throughout the day, you know? Yes, I know and agree. I continue on and join the line forming in front of Xavier Allard, who is flipping grilled cheese on a griddle. He's the co-owner of Cheese Secrets, and I know this won't be just another grilled cheese. He starts off by telling me there are over 7 cheeses. There are Gouda, Havarti, Raclette, Gruyere, smoked Gouda and 3 different cheddars, Allard explains. We've got 8 right there, and then every once in a while we'll throw in some mozzarella. And for the topping we have an ice wine sauce, with Vidal reduced ice wine from Lakeview Winery and ice wine jelly from Trassis Wine Jellies. It's my recipe, my technique. I've been making grilled cheeses for about 5 years now, and I'd say for the past 3-4 years, I've been perfecting the recipe and making the best grilled cheese with a crispy hinge, which the flavor hinges upon. I was only stopping in for a sample, but alas, the whole thing was quickly devoured. Get one. My last stop of the day was a return to the Aromas from Aura on the Lake and their street food stunner, Ragda Samosa Chaat. It was fragrant, warm, complex and delicious. I asked the co-owner of Aura on the Lake, Anjana Sharma, her secret for such an amazing, vegetarian, bite. Simply put, she says, we use only our homemade sauces. Sounds like a secret family recipe, and I'm in for it. There is much, much more to sample, and I'll definitely be going for another visit this weekend. Soups, chowders, beignets and more await. As for sipping, I tried several ice wines and was introduced to a sparkling ice wine from Inniskillen Wines. A tip was shared with me, you don't swirl the sparkling, you'll eliminate the bubbles. Makes sense. What's the point of a brilliant sparkling ice wine without those magical tiny bubbles? It's going to be cold again this weekend, so bundle up, grab a friend and head out. After all, this is what winter in Canada is all about. Clearing a pond for skating, toques and mittens, and sipping ice wine while toasting our beloved farmers and winemakers. The Ice Wine Festival runs Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. And how lucky are we to be able to attend a free dance party with light show on Queen Street, during the Ice House Cocktail Competition, Saturday 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., celebrating the quintessential Canadian elixir that makes winter sweet.